Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
It's the Rumble Rock Podcast. Starring Dave Schilling, Brian McKnight, Terrell Owens, Joey Devine, Nelly, Michael Rappaport from Cat Steak, Sean Keene, Cannon, Ed from the television show, Ed, Patreons, David Crawford, thank you David, Jonathan Rachel, thank you Jonathan, Matthew Del Rio, thank you Matthew, musical guest, 2011 Celebrity All-Star Game MVP Justin Bieber, and now the temporary host of Rumble Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Rumble Rock podcast, and if you can tell, the ghost of Don Pardo is still getting over bronchitis. I'm here, as always, with America's Uncle Dad, the celebrity of this particular Roundball Rock All-Star episode, Sean Keene. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. This is, do you know this is going to be basically the most load-managed All-Star game in history?
You mean, how so?
So we've
like,
already got
people are actually hurt, aren't they?
Well, I mean, kind of. Yes and no. It sounds like Joel Embiid, replacement starter for the injured Kevin Durant, is himself going to miss the game. Team captain Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to miss the game, which should not interfere with the most important part of his All-Star weekend, though, Joey.
What's that?
Coaching the NBA Celebrity All-Star.
Oh, right. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Sean.
But yeah, we're at the point where everybody has vacation plans to the point where. Anthony Simons sprained his ankle in the Blazers last game. Do you know who his replacement in the 3-point shootout is?
No. Who is it?
It's Julius Randle.
Look, I did see a crazy stat, Sean. Did you know Julius Randle has made more three-pointers in the first quarter than any NBA player?
I mean, that's wild. He's made the 10th most threes in the league.
Well, but here's the funniest part about that stat.
Uh-huh.
He has made more three-pointers in the first quarter than he has made in any of the other quarters.
Like combined?
Combined, yes.
That is really weird.
All of his three-pointers come at the beginning of the game, Sean.
Well, maybe he'll be really good in the three-point contest then, because it's not very long. I wrote an article about it today, and my thought was, you know, he's only making like 33% of his threes this mm-hmm. year, but you don't win the three-point contest for having the highest percentage of makes, Joey.
No.
It's about buckets.
It's about those Julius money balls, about. Baby.
Also, you can tell they would really prefer to have Jalen Brunson in mm-hmm. this, but it is too insulting to invite him just for the three-point contest.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Salt Lake City is a factor here? That all these guys are like, James Harden doesn't care, he's not an all-star. Jimmy Butler doesn't care, he's not an all-star. Klay Thompson, I mean, was not going to be an all-star, but seemingly made it clear he would prefer not to go to Utah.
Well, didn't Klay Thompson straight up say he wasn't going to do it anymore after winning it?
Oh, maybe. He definitely had an interview where he said the Warriors weren't good enough for him to be an all-star this year anyway. Mm-hmm. Not that he was...
Anyway, breaking a rule right. I have, which is the only All-Star content we talk about on this podcast is, of course, what is going to be on the rest of the episode. So I'm decreeing it now. No more All-Star talk.
Okay, fair
Except
enough.
Actually, there is one more All-Star thing I want to... Two more All-Star things I want to talk about. Sean.
Yeah.
Are you... on Shaedon's sharp side that he refused to be in the dunk contest because he wasn't in the Rising Stars game?
Oh, was that his reason?
Yes.
Because originally he said he was going to focus on like playing better the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard the reason he's not in the dunk contest because they'd announced him uh-huh. earlier. The rumor was because he's not in the Rising Stars game. And you know I'm on his side.
What, do you think he's a Rising Star? He's been terrible. I mean, he's a really good dunker.
Right, but he's the exact kind of guy you want in that kind of game instead of a shit ton of G Leaguers.
Well, I mean, that's the format, though.
Right, but the format is stupid.
But, I mean, he's mad because of the format? That's ridiculous, no, Shaedon Sharpe.
I'm just saying, like, you want the guy who's going to throw down a bunch of dunks in a game where no one plays any defense.
So who are the rookies in it?
I'm not talking about that. I'm not...
I'm just saying, like, he hasn't... I mean, look, I'm glad he's standing up for himself, but he's been pretty bad as a player. I mean, his dunks are great, which, you know what, you're right. You're right about that. That is, but I mean, it's not like a mystery why he's not in the game. That's all.
Sure. I'm just saying. Put the dunk guy in the game to get him in the contest. You know what I mean? Like...
I mean, it's hard enough to they're really digging deep to get anyone to participate in this thing. Trey Murphy's his replacement. No offense to Trey Murphy's dunking, but his name is literally Trey. That's what he's good at. Like,
yeah,
he's a Dickensian NBA name.
There's
a lot of rookies in this game. I'm not. Wait, so one of the teams is all. Mm-hmm. I thought they mixed it up.
They did last year.
So one team's just going to get slaughtered?
Uh-huh.
What's the point of that? I can't tell.
So the all right. other thing.
Yeah, he could. I'm sorry. Looking at these rosters, Shaedon Sharpe should be in the game. I withdraw my objection. There's enough rookies in there. Like Bones Highland wasn't playing very well this year, mm-hmm. but. He's good for this kind of game.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So the other thing I want to mention is I think the NBA fucked up this week with the dunk contest. And that is, they announced Mac McClung like 2 months ago, right?
Yes.
And then they very clearly rigged it so he got a two-way contract to be on a team.
Oh, yeah.
For this dunk contest. And that is lame. That he should he should be teamless in the dunk contest. That would be so much cooler if this renegade man was in the dunk contest, right?
Well, yeah, it's not like he played a game. You know what I mean? Like, it's
right, yes, but it's they so clearly bribed the Sixers to sign him to a two-way contract like 3 days before the All-Star break, so he could wear a Sixers jersey in the dunk contest.
Well, they had to win to pour. You know who I feel bad for?
Julian Cempagne.
I do, yes.
He got picked up by the Spurs, so he's going to play a lot. Don't worry.
Actually, that's probably better. Julian Cempagne has been playing. Did you know what they refer to these G League games as, by the way?
No.
They're all called Showcase Cup games.
Okay, great.
Cempagne is absolutely tearing it up in the G League. So this is, what do you think they get? Like less tampering fines for Daryl Morey?
Yes.
Or maybe they're allowed to bench Joel Embiid for the All-Star game.
Well, you know what? I think it was? I think Adam Silver picked up the phone and was like, hey, remember when we didn't have you fired over the Hong Kong stuff?
Yeah.
It's time. I'm calling in that favor. You're signing Mac McClung.
I could have blackballed you from the league. Yeah, they let you we turned a blind eye as you replaced one of the league's only black GMs.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you cost us hundreds of millions of dollars, Daryl Morey. By the way, Daryl Morey, we would not mention any of these things if you were a guest on the podcast.
If you would just come on our show early to talk about musicals. Theater.
Yeah. Musical theaters, that's it.
The other All-Star thing I wanted to mention, Sean, is I think Dame Lillard tweeted the worst thing I've ever seen All-Star related tonight.
Is he gunning for the... Well, go ahead.
Here's what he tweeted tonight. It's a graphic of a photo of him doing the Dame Time thing. And it says, my favorite part of at NBA All-Star is connecting in person with fans from all over the globe. I'm stopping by the at Tissot Style Lounge at City Creek Center on Friday at 2:15 p.m. to show you all some love. Hashtag timing emotions. And then a link to a TissotWatches.com website.
Is that the Kronos edition?
I don't know.
You know, Kronos' character from Space Jam, A New Legacy, the rapping monster.
I forgot he was a time-related monster.
You know what else I hate, Joey? His second most recent tweet. He's retweeting somebody whose display name is Houston Lillard, at FlyGuyHuey5. Damian Lillard being in the Rising Stars Challenge, Skills Challenge, three-point contest, dunk contest, and the All-Star Game in 2014 doesn't get talked about much. Well, you know who is going to talk about it? Damian Lillard, the king of the participation trophy.
Anyway, back to this tweet, Sean. My favorite part of at NBA All-Star is connecting in person with fans from all over the globe. Do you think ChatGPT wrote that?
I mean, that is a weird, that's his favorite part.
And also, do you think the tweet should have read, my favorite part of NBA All-Star is connecting with fans from around the globe. That's why when I don't make it, I write a stern letter to the commissioner.
And I make a personal phone call to Chris Hayes, criticizing his reporting on my dinners.
Haynes, not Hayes.
That would be funny if he accidentally he's like, and your glasses suck. And he's like, I didn't even have an All-Star vote.
Well, I mean, don't forget that Chris Hayes did tweet several times that Damian Lillard is better than Steph Curry. So it would make sense. All right.
Okay. We've talked about non-important All-Star stuff too much already. Sean, it's time to do what we do every year. It's the only All-Star preview that matters. Let's talk about the rosters for this year's celebrity game.
Who are our team captains this year?
Joey, it's very exciting. Dwayne Wade, NBA, one of the greatest players of all time.
Utah Jazz legend.
Three himself, Utah Jazz minority owner. That's a fun celebrity game team captain.
Mm-hmm. And the host of the Cube.
The host of the Cube. And then, so that's Team Dwayne. And then the other team is Team Ryan.
Who?
Yeah, Team
Seacrest?
Ryan.
Seacrest?
No.
I can't, Hollins?
No. Not Reynolds either.
Anderson?
Oh, he'd have so many wisecracks.
Is it Anderson? Ryan
it's
Anderson?
It's not Ryan Anderson.
Is it Archie Diacono?
It is not Ryan Archie Diacono. Mm. Joey, it's Ryan Smith.
Who?
You know, the Utah Jazz governor, the new owner of the Utah Jazz. Yes, Joey, a team owner has assigned himself to be the captain of a celebrity all-star team.
That's horrible.
His home arena. It's terrible. I believe this guy could be described as a charisma vacuum.
Mm-hmm. He wears that Hardy clothes in 2023.
I mean, no owner should be the captain of these teams. I guess it was kind of fun that Mark Lazary would play a little bit.
It was funny when the owners would play. Yes.
Yeah. And like, Robert Parra should play every year.
I voted for Robert Parra like 100 times that year. You could text the MVP. Yeah. He got 100 votes.
So Ryan Smith, he founded a company called Qualtrics, which is an experience management company.
That sounds like Juked Micronics.
All of this sounds.
For those of you that don't know, Juked Micronics is, of course, the fake tech company that disgraced New York Times reporter Stephen Glass made up and made a website for.
He dropped out of Brigham Young's business school to found Qualtrics.
Uh-huh.
And he's worth $1.6 billion. And... yeah, that's all.
Juked Micronics ass business. All right.
Yeah. That's a depressing team captain. NBA All-Star Celebrity Game. You know what I say? Do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's go through the rosters, Joey. Mm-hmm. Do you want to start with Team Ryan? Jesus,
sure.
Team Ryan. That sure. Just sounds that's such a sad, even if your name's Ryan, mm-hmm. I think you would feel bad about the name being on Team Ryan. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, what a bummer. Okay, so I'm just gonna go through these in the order
and then
that the NBA
are we also
them.
Gonna I believe last year we gave the odds of them
winning the MVP. Yeah.
So
we only have one former MVP. Well, we'll get into it. Okay.
Yeah.
These are alphabetical. Yeah. So his team is headlined by country singer Kane Brown, mm-hmm. who was a 5-time American Music Award winner. Very, very popular country singer, Joey.
Mm-hmm. Sean, have you ever heard a Kane Brown song?
I can't say that I have, but I probably have.
Well, I went and grabbed, for all of the musicians on here, the most popular video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So here is a Kane Brown song. Here is Kane Brown with Heaven.
Perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up. Even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it?
This sounds like a Brian McKnight song with someone doing like a fake accent.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be
not good. All right.
I mean, it's like it just feels like a pop song, though. It's not like
with like a guy doing a white face accent, even though this happens to be a non-white person.
He is a mixed race man.
Yeah.
Kane Brown can actually play basketball, though. Was like a fairly good high school basketball player.
We watched him last year. Was pretty good last year.
Pretty good last year.
Shot way too many threes, though.
I would say that, yeah, because he also did a tour in 2021 and 22 where he intentionally played shows at every NBA arena. So he's definitely a big basketball fan. I just don't think there's going to be a lot of crossover from his fan base.
That's the problem, right?
And I just think there's a couple people on his team that are going to be better. But I mean, I don't know. He's not. I don't think his odds are terrible, but like 30-1, maybe. How many players are there?
I think closer, actually. I think he's a favorite. I don't think he's going to win it, but I think he should be like 10-1.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I think that. Well, okay. I think there's. All right. Okay. Let's move on.
Because he's very famous. He is.
Yeah. I just
maybe not in the with NBA fans.
That's so. The thing. I think it's not quite his. I mean, it is. The game is in Utah, but I don't know. Okay, so our next, we have another musician. This is Cordae. Now, Cordae is known for being a rapper. I would say he is probably more famous for being Naomi Osaka's partner and baby daddy. I don't know if they're, I mean, they've been together for a while. I just don't think they're married. And I learned that he basically got famous by doing covers of existing rap songs, including My Name Is by Eminem. And that made me feel really old.
I did not grab any of those. Again, I grabbed the one that had the most views. Which the Cordae song with the most views is called. It's Chronicles featuring her and Lil Durk. And it has 8.6 million views. Kane Brown, by the way, only 522 million views on that song. This one had 8.6 million. So do with that what you will. Here's what the song sounds like.
I'm on this road and I'm not sure where my heart is headed. And if you left me now, I know I far regret it. Told you once, tell you twice that I'm indebted. But I can't waste no time. You know my time is precious. Hey, hit up Eliante for that dime.
Anyway, that sounds like a TikTok song or an Instagram Reels song. Sean.
It seems fine.
Seems fine.
I don't have any objections.
I don't know
it.
If that's Cordae singing or Lil Durk or her, but whatever. I guess I could skip forward a little bit. Here we go. Here's.
But I know I gotta grow. I lace my bitch in the best. Give her designer sex. If I fucked up, I'm lost. Ain't no thing. But trust is unusual.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Sounds pretty good. It's fine. Anyway, only 8.6 million views on that video, though. This is a long shot. 50-1.
Yeah, he's only 5'9 as well. He also does not. They're pretty good about mentioning it if someone has a basketball background. And he does not appear to have a basketball background. I mean, he is dating an athlete. Maybe he's, but this is not the NBA All-Star tennis game. So,
yeah,
50-1. That seems about right. I'm going to amend my Kane Brown to 20-1.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, we've talked about it before. Please stop making WNBA players play in this game.
Yeah.
Diamond DeShields, of course, WNBA All-Star from the Phoenix Mercury. She's awesome. shouldn't be in this game. It's not.
She's Delino DeShields' daughter too.
Yeah.
She's good. She was the third pick in the draft. She won a title. It seems like there is a lot of roster movement in the WNBA, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm not totally sure how free agency works exactly, but like every year someone's forming a super team. And,
well, and this particular one was the reasoning why I think you can directly correlate it to a certain quarterback from Fresno leaving the football team that is also owned by the guy who owns the team.
Wait. No shit. Wait. Hold on.
Yeah, Mark Davis also owns the Las Vegas Aces, dude.
Yeah, but she's not involved in the Aces.
Right, but you were talking about the roster movement.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
The Las Vegas Aces signed like a billion famous WNBA players.
Yeah. And the Seattle Storm kind of blew up, and I think everybody left the Chicago Sky, basically. Yeah.
It really feels like the reason the Aces went all in is because he doesn't have to pay
Mark Davis, or, you know, arguably he might have a lot of John Gruden money coming back.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pay David Carr or. Or John Gruden anymore. Not David Carr, Derek Carr. Anyway. Derek Carr.
Derek Carr also did Bakersfield's own.
Yeah. Speaking of football though, Sean, yeah. Who's our next celebrity after Diamond DeShields, who again will play competently in this game, and no one it's offensive that she has to play in this game.
Yeah, I mean she'll be fine, but like is it going to be good for her to dunk on a comedian? Yeah. You know what I mean, like it's not win.
Yeah, she can't.
Diamond DeShields.
There's no she'll people will be mad if she crosses up Jesser.
Yeah.
All right. Sean, who's our next contestant? This guy, I think, is an MVP candidate for sure.
I think so too. Megatron himself, Calvin Johnson, mm-hmm. the former receiver from the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. I will say I have one adjective to describe Calvin Johnson, and that is well rested.
Calvin Johnson, of course, wide receiver Barry Sanders.
He retired
amazingly for the Lions and retired early because it's so depressing to play football there.
Yeah, I believe he was 30 years old when he retired from the NFL.
He's currently 37. He's 6'5", 236.
Oh, and now, because the Lions are such a class organization, they made him repay part of his signing bonus for retiring early. And so he has never attended a game or partaken in a single event held by the Detroit Lions in the 7 years since his retirement. They offered to pay him $500,000 a year for 3 years to show up and speak at team events and then donate $100,000 to a charity of his choice. But he didn't accept it because he said, I already did the work for this money.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. He did Dancing with the Stars in 2016, where he finished in third place. Uh-huh. He was not a basketball star. But he was a baseball star mm-hmm. before college.
But also he's 6'5 and was an exceptional athlete for the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like by NFL standards, people were like, this guy is crazy.
Yeah. And we will say that, you know, since his retirement, he has been an advocate. He's kind of a cannabis kingpin in uh-huh. Michigan. Not the same way that Zach Randolph was one in Indianapolis, but he also has a partnership with Harvard University mm-hmm. to try to fight CTE with marijuana.
I would also say this is one of two people who can dunk in this game.
I'm pretty sure that even at age 37, Calvin Johnson can for sure dunk. He is 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
There's no indication that he's good at basketball, but he is going to be good in this game where people make a lot of mistakes trying to like dribble and shoot mm-hmm. from the outside. Whereas I believe someone on this team, it might be Kane Brown, it might be Cordae, but there is someone, and it might be Diamond DeShields, is just going to start throwing Calvin Johnson passes mm-hmm. near the hoop.
Yeah.
Like, somebody needs to just.
Well, I think two guys on this team might be in his way, though.
There's one I can say for absolute certain is going to be in his way, even though I think he's an excellent choice. So, Calvin Johnson, what are his MVP odds, Joey?
I'm going to say like 6-1.
Yeah, I think I'm going to even say 5-1.
Yeah.
He's just famous enough and it's novel. Like we haven't seen him a lot mm-hmm. and he could be really, really
the
good.
The problem is my worry for Calvin Johnson is on the other team, there is a 22-year-old version of Calvin Johnson, which
who is also really gonna wanna show off.
Yeah, okay, who might sort of erase Calvin Johnson.
I'm gonna back that up to 12-1. Okay. Next up, we have Marcus Mione.
Okay, this guy, I had no idea who he was, and then I looked him up, and this guy is old.
I think he's 43.
This guy is old.
He's like, I was trying to figure out what his equivalent is in like America. And it seems like it might be Carson Daly.
Yeah.
But
I was
going to
say
just
Ryan
more
Seacrest.
Right. But whatever that is more popular in Brazil.
Yeah, he's Brazilian Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
He's definitely handsome. He's really handsome.
He has like a dark backstory. He's acted in telenovelas. But basically, it seems like he maybe is some kind of combination of like Seacrest, but also what's the ridiculousness guy's name?
Rob Dyrdek,
because he has some
athletic background.
Not that I could tell. He is Brazilian, however, but unfortunately this is basketball. There are no Brazilians in the NBA right now, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Gui Santos for the Santa Cruz Warriors is the next best hope.
Mm-hmm. He's 6 feet tall. I will give him that. This guy
odds are
kind of tall.
250-1.
Yeah.
There could be a very weird coordinated write-in vote, but he doesn't even seem like he's the right kind of celebrity for that.
No, and he also, again, he's old.
He's old. This is the kind of guy that gets named to the team and doesn't actually play, and there is a guy on Team Dwayne who will be exactly like that. So 250-1.
Also, I gotta say, they messed up not having that high jumper back this year.
Oh, that Italian guy?
Yeah, that guy ruled. He should play in this game every year.
Yeah,
he played crazy.
It was fun.
He dunked a ton.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely a marketing decision by the NBA.
I just don't understand for who. Like, he's Brazilian. I will say that this is definitely the first of many international picks we're going to have here.
Yeah. This is something they just do.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
All right. Our next guy, Sean.
From
the 9/11 Real World cast.
Yes. The Miz.
Uh-huh.
The Miz. Michael Mizanin or something.
Sean and I have talked about The Miz before on this show, I believe, about how improbable his life seems.
Yeah.
Because he was on The Real World.
Uh-huh.
Pretending to be a wrestler in 2001. And then became a, then was on the Real World Road Rules Challenge, sort of just floating around for six years. And then became an actual wrestler who was one of the more popular wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. Well, he got into professional wrestling by being on a wrestling reality show. Mm-hmm. And in a way, it makes sense because he was right there. Like at the on the ground floor of the challenge of like
one might say ground zero, the ground zero. Because again, he was on The Real World where they let them watch 9/11 on TV.
Yeah, they were like back to New York. What could go wrong?
No, that was Chicago, wasn't it?
What? Oh, it for 9/11?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He was in the Chicago one, I believe. Sorry.
What's that? Oh, was he in the Chicago one?
Yeah, Real World. I believe he's Real World Chicago. It doesn't matter. What are we talking about? Anyway.
Well, we're going to find that out. Yeah, no, he was in the Real World Back to New York. Oh, you were right.
My mistake. All
That's right, how I he know. And Coral became friends, Joey. I did not really have access to a television then, so I know him more from his work with The Challenge.
Yeah. One of the great challenge contestants.
They actually filmed it finished filming right before.
It's the Chicago one where they let them watch 2002 where they let them watch 9/11 on TV. It was a big deal. I remember they were like they let the Real World guys have TV so they could watch 9/11.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Jesus. Boy, the world is a weird place. I think The Miz is kind of a tremendous choice. Like, I don't know why they haven't had more wrestlers on.
Yes.
It seems like a logical thing, especially given how, like, all in TNT seems to be on wrestling.
Well, and the weird thing is, though, is he's not on the TNT's wrestling.
No, he's just in the WWE.
Yeah.
But just in general, like that, this just lends itself to the, it's, again, it's, right. It's quote unquote sports.
There's a chance he's the new Michael Rapaport, where he plays like in nine of these games as like a clown who fouls people and people love it, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's a little too old. He should have been playing in this game 5 years ago, honestly.
Does he have a basketball background, Sean?
Yes, he's a good athlete. He's like a good high school athlete. He did not play sports in college, but he went to Miami. So he went to he's a good athlete. He's been a challenge champion. Yeah. So, he can probably play, but he is like 42.
Yeah. That being said, 80-1.
I think he's like more like 40-1, but you know what? You're right. He's not going to like try to score enough points. And again, it's one of those things where he's popular, but not the right like crossover popular. Yeah.
Also, I just don't see him being good enough at basketball. Like he'll be.
Yeah. That's right.
Fine. But like, again, it's like a Rapaport thing, right?
Where there's
like,
other. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's other years he could have done this. Maybe. Yes. But this field is actually good at basketball. We'll be getting into a little more of that. All right. But great, great selection, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we have
the weirdest one. This is the weirdest person who's maybe ever been in this game.
It is not. They usually do not have baseball players. Albert Pujols is on this team. Why is Albert Pujols on this?
Why is he doing this now?
Albert Pujols has been the slowest player in baseball for like 3 years, maybe. Mm-hmm.
These two guys back to back, by the way, are the people I foresee being in Calvin Johnson's way when they're going to the hoop. These two wide men.
He was the slowest runner in baseball from 2015 to 2022.
Uh-huh.
That is almost impossible to do. He also has grounded into more double plays than anyone in baseball history by far. He passed Cal Ripken Jr. back in 2017. And he's unbelievably slow. Oh, and Yadier Molina, they both retired. He is slow. He is 43 years old. He may be the oldest player in this game, actually. I think he's probably just about the same age as that Brazilian TV host. I don't think there's any reason to think that he has like played basketball in the last 20 years.
Right.
I mean, he's from the Dominican Republic, which is not like an amazing basketball place. He did move to Washington Heights at one point. He just played baseball in high school. And he probably took a lot of steroids in his life. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. He also, I believe, divorced his wife while she had a brain tumor.
Yeah.
Let me confirm that one. Anyway, what do you think his odds are, Joey?
Well, he's very famous. So higher than you'd think.
But also, I feel like the people that like him are from St. Louis. And I feel like St. Louis is probably maybe not as into basketball.
Sure.
It isn't like college basketball. But he did basketball. Play
for years in Los Angeles.
Also. Oh, yeah. She was having brain surgery. So he filed for divorce a couple days after the brain surgery. Yeah.
I just think he's really famous. So he's going to be bad, though. He's going to be really bad.
He's going to be really bad.
I'm going to say 60 to 1.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I just don't think I can't see him playing very much.
Now, okay. Is he going to have the pencil thin beard still?
Oh, it's going to look terrible. His look is going to be unbelievably bad. I have a feeling his skin will not look great. I'm just throwing that out there.
So this next guy, Sean.
Yes.
We need to talk about.
This guy is a dark horse, Joey. Okay.
This is either going to be the greatest day of this man's life or the worst.
Uh-huh.
It's an actor named Everett Osborne.
Yes.
Who does not have a lot of credits.
No, but there's a reason he's going to be in this.
But there's also several sections on his website about how much he loves basketball.
He played at USF, Joey. Mm-hmm. He is 6'4". But I believe the reason he is especially in this game is they are making a movie about Nat Sweetwater Clifton.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the first African-American to play in the NBA. Joey, let me tell you some other
people. And this man plays him.
Yeah. This man plays him. So
he also played professionally in New Zealand.
Yeah. This is kind of a wild cast.
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater.
Yeah.
coming to theaters in April. Maybe to theaters. We'll see. here is the cast of this movie. Now, here are the people in this besides Everett Osborne. Wayne Fetterman.
Okay. Pete biographer.
He plays referee Pete. Comedian professor. Yeah. Recurring on Curb Your Enthusiasm. It stars Cary Elwes playing a man named Ned Irish.
Who, of course, people know Cary Elwes from Saw.
And Liar Liar.
And Robin Hood Men in Tights.
No other films.
No other
I believe he's the bad guy in Days of Thunder. Or is that called, besides Cole Hauser? He's the final boss in Days of Thunder. Eric Roberts plays Judd.
Great.
He definitely, Julia's brother. He's very selective about the parts he takes. So yeah,
definitely.
This has got to be good. Now, Joey, Maurice Podoloff, the first commissioner of the NBA, mm-hmm. also the first commissioner of the NHL, I believe.
Yeah.
They just named, they changed the MVP trophy's name. And now the Maurice Podoloff trophy goes to the team with the most regular season wins. Mm-hmm. Joey, do you know who's playing Maurice Podoloff?
I do. It's the editor of Mother Jones's father.
Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss.
this movie also stars Jeremy Piven,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Pollak,
mm-hmm.
Mike Starr,
mm-hmm.
Jason Sklar.
What about Randy?
Just one Sklar.
Uh-huh.
And Gary Clark Jr.
From the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremonies?
Yeah.
The guy, the bluesman.
He plays a character named T-Bone. And Joey, the guy who plays Ernie Vandeweghe, mm-hmm. I assume he's related to Kiki Vandeweghe.
Mm-hmm.
Has a ridiculous, his name is Chance McCoy. Are you looking at his IMDb picture here?
Uh-huh, I am.
He's soaking wet, he's shirtless, and he's flexing every muscle in
his
body.
Can I read you Chance McCoy's, the first sentence of his IMDb biography, though, Sean?
Uh-huh.
Chance McCoy is best known for the lead role for the movie Defining Change, commercials with unique basketball skills, and stunts in the TV show All American.
I have a feeling Chance wrote his own biography. He's good at basketball, yeah. Which is why he's in Sweetwater.
And that's why he's playing Kiki Vandeweghe's dad.
Yeah. Anyway, Everett Osborne could definitely be the best basketball player in this game who is not an active WNBA mm-hmm. All-Star.
Yeah.
This
is not a real movie, though, is the problem.
I mean, it's like an NBA. The NBA is going to be pushing this movie.
Sure, but I don't.
It does not have a ton of star power.
This
Joey.
Feels like a straight to VOD movie.
Yes, it does, Joey. it seems like it would just run on TNT.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy is going to be good at basketball, but nobody knows who
he
is.
He's not famous enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Should have had Piven play.
Oh, God.
If you were going to have somebody from Sweetwater.
Get him in. Get Mercury poison him.
Put Piven in this game.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I want to see Ozuna dunk on Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, that's our next player is Ozuna.
So, Sean, Ozuna, I would describe as the first of two people in this game who you will be hearing their music in the new Fast and the Furious movie. Mm-hmm. I can't say that for sure, but once I play the song, you'll know what I mean. Mm-hmm. This guy is really famous, Sean. Ozuna. Uh-huh. His video has 1.6 billion views. And it's this
what?
Is yes. This is Se Prepararo. Preparo. Sorry, my Spanish is bad.
Se preparó, se puso linda, su amiga llamaba. Salió de rumba, nada le importó. Porque su novio ella le engañaba, como si nada. Ella se preparó, se puso linda, su amiga llamaba.
Do you see what I'm saying about the Fast and the Furious?
Yeah. I like this yeah. one.
It's a good song.
He is
definitely a drone shot of like the Rio de Janeiro Jesus while that plays, and then you see a bunch of butts. Yeah, it'll be great. So does tell me about Ozuna, Sean. Does he have a basketball playing background?
As far as I can tell, he does not.
He's a Puerto Rican singer. He's 5'5".
He's 5'5". He moved to Washington Heights, and then he moved back to Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
There's almost no chance he's good at basketball, Joey.
I mean, if he's Washington Heights, though.
Yeah, but mostly Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. He which again was famously on the song Talkie Talkie, which was a very popular song, we should say, with Cardi B and Selena Gomez and DJ Snake.
I mean, I think he's a good musician.
Yeah.
Just I don't think there's a lot of reason to think he's going to be good mm-hmm. at basketball. That's all. I mean, maybe he's I don't know. This is like
he might be really fast.
I mean, maybe he's going to be like, do you think he's going to be able to Grand Theft Alvarado anybody?
It's possible. But again, on Talkie Talkie, billion views, 1.6 mm-hmm. billion views. That's up in his odds here.
Somehow he has 4 Guinness World Records.
Yeah, what for album
sales? I don't know. I mean, he has a couple Latin Grammys, but why does he have Guinness Book of World Records? Anyway,
well, he has the most 1 billion view videos of any YouTube artist, of any artist on YouTube. So that's what it's for. I'm gonna say.
They are
25-1, even though, again, he's not going to be good in the game.
So his Guinness Book World Records, most Billboard Latin Music
Sean,
Award.
Yeah, he appeared in F9.
Oh,
he's already been in a Fast and Furious movie.
So,
Jesus.
Okay, well, I apologize to Ozuna. I'm kind of becoming an Ozuna fan during this preview. There's just, I think it's very unlikely he's good at basketball.
Yeah, but if he can get a billion views on YouTube, he can get 15,000 votes for this game. Or less. It probably takes less, right? Who watches this other than us?
Jesus, I don't even know. Yeah. So what are you saying, 20-1?
I'm saying 25-1.
Okay.
Just because of fame.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, yeah, he's got Guinness World Records for just YouTube.
He's extremely popular. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, Bieber wasn't good in the game either.
No.
And he won by a landslide.
I mean, it just depends on if Ozuna cares about being the NBA celebrity game MVP.
If his fans come out for him.
That might not be something they care about, but you never know.
All right.
Okay. Guillermo Rodriguez.
This is, I'm excited for Guillermo in this game. We should explain who Guillermo is. He is Jimmy Kimmel's security guard
slash co-host.
Yeah.
He's kind of his Kevin. He's like a non-musical Kevin Eubanks.
He's sort of like Rupert G. If Rupert G was on Letterman every night.
Yeah. Guillermo does a lot of like red carpet interviews, like funny Super Bowl week interviews. He's 52
the new Chris
years
Elliott.
Old.
To pick a better Letterman.
Or the new Biff Henderson.
Yeah. Anyway, he'll be funny. Guillermo will be funny in this game.
Yeah, he'll be entertaining. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't really see. There's an outside shot he could win MVP in the same way that that year Hank the Drunk Angry Dwarf won the online vote for the People's Most Beautiful People award. Like, he's like, he could have a Sanjaya run.
Well, he's also sort of NBA famous as well.
Right, because they do so much. Yeah.
He does so much NBA stuff.
Yeah. I just, unless Jimmy Kimmel decides to make a prank out of it, I can't see them mobilizing for the celebrity MVP game award.
Right.
I mean, if he was trying to get Jimmy Kimmel can apparently get people to tens of thousands of people to lie to their children and make them cry the day after Halloween by telling them they ate all the candy. I don't know that he is trying to elevate Guillermo to celebrity game.
Right.
But there is that outside chance, which is why I would have, you have to like safely put his odds at more like 40 to one, I think, rather than like into the hundreds.
Right. It's interesting. I don't know. Like, it's 60 to one, I think, is what I'm going with.
Okay. Yeah. That seems about, all of those seem about right.
Yeah. All right. We got to speed up here.
Yeah. Okay. Next guy, Cinqua Walls. This is another actual basketball player. This guy played at USF. He was on the USF Dons team, but he was a theater major. He clearly has played some, he's like good enough to be a fake athlete. He had a very short run on Friday Night Lights as the replacement fullback for the Dillon Panthers when Tim Riggins became a wide receiver instead of a fullback. Okay. I sort of forgot that happened, Joey.
I also forgot that happened, yeah.
He's 37. He's just not famous, though.
But he's starring in White Men Can't Jump.
He will be in... He's not the lead in that, right?
He's... Yes, it's him and Jack Harlow are the lead.
Oh, wow. So, okay, so actually he does have a chance. No. Jack Harlow did play last
year. Yeah, yeah. Jack Harlow said no again. I'm to doing it again. I mean, he doesn't have a chance, though.
He's movie is going to bomb. I'm sorry. It's going to bomb.
Well, it's coming out on Hulu, so
oh, that doesn't knows? Matter. Yeah, I mean, well, it won't bomb then. Yeah, it also, Clay Thompson's ex-girlfriend is the love interest in that, too. It was also Spider-Man's ex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cinqua Walls, I don't know, man. Like, 35 to 1. He could be really good at basketball. I just don't think enough people know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem. 120 to 1. 120 to 1.
Who do you think is going to score the most points on this team?
On this team?
Yeah.
Probably Kane Brown.
I think it'll be Kane Brown, too.
Because Kane Brown's been there before, you know? He jacked up shots last year. Like,
yeah.
Kane Brown really took a lot of shots last year.
I think it could be Everett Osborne and it could be Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
But I think
this
Kane Brown
team
Brown's
is the, a lot worse than Team Dwayne, though.
I think that's right. Okay. So Team Dwayne, they're headlined by it weirdly late in the alphabet for these guys. Alphabetically first is Nicky Jam.
Mm-hmm. Nicky Jam, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Where's my Nicky Jam video? 1.5 billion views. He's this team's Ozuna.
Uh-huh.
I would say here's what a Nicky Jam song sounds like. Okay. This is Hasta el Amanecer.
Okay.
Amanecer, como tú te llamas, yo no sé.
Let me look up if he's been in a Fast and the Furious.
Joey, he has not. I'll tell you that. But he has been in XXX Return of Xander Cage, and Vin Diesel attended his wedding.
Mm. So he's going to be in the new Fast and
Furious. He's in the universe. Yeah, Reggaeton King.
Uh-huh.
Nicky Jam, he is 41 years old. I'm not sure. I got to find out how tall Nicky Jam is. This guy's not going to be good at basketball, Joey.
No, but he's very famous. Reggaeton King.
5'9". Five.
Well, look, who do you think? I think you have to be under 6 feet tall to do reggaeton.
No, could be true. Could be
how
true.
Tall how tall is Daddy Yankee?
I mean, that's the biggest. 5'7".
Bad Bunny, 5'11".
Ooh, that's pushing it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, okay, tallest reggaeton artist. Apparently it's Enrique Iglesias, who is 6'2".
He does not count. He does not
that
count.
That does not seem right. Who is the tall reggaeton artist? There's a guy named Don Omar who's
Well, you know who Don Omar is.
I do know who Don Omar is.
Yeah, Don Omar, of course, from Fast Five and The Fate of the Furious and F9.
Don Omar, really good.
How tall is Jay Balvin? Right. 5'7".
Gotta say,
how tall is Archangel? Height 4'8".
Wow. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think you might be right, Joey.
I think you can be too tall to do reggaeton. That's all I'm saying. Not really reggaeton, but like, how tall is Pitbull?
I'm sure he's not tall. Do you know who the tallest?
You have to look up how tall is Pitbull the singer, because you get dog height.
Do you know who the tallest? Do you know who Playback FM says is the tallest rapper?
Oh, great question. Who?
Young Gravy.
No.
He's 6'6", Joey.
I mean, that's tall, but there's got to be
Two Chainz is 6'5".
Pitbull is 5'9". All right, we gotta keep going.
We can't keep doing this. I'm sorry, Joey. Waka Flocka Flame is pretty tall. Snoop Dogg's 6'4".
Yeah, I was gonna say Snoop Dogg is probably.
And then G Easy is apparently very tall too. Oh, The Game, 6'3".
Yeah.
And Machine Gun Kelly, 6'3", the famous rapper Machine Gun Kelly. The emo boy himself. Okay, Joey, this one, I started to read about this next guy and I just started to get mad because I'm old.
Oh, Jesser?
Jesser!
All right, Sean.
He's
I
a big
up...
NBA 2K streamer, I believe.
Is that what he does? I don't think that's what he does.
He does challenges.
Right, but he also does, like, he is more of a, I don't think he started in 2K. He's like just a shitty YouTuber, man.
He used to be called Jesse the Laser. Oh, I hate this shot.
Well,
his style is sports, challenges, and entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not a 2K guy. He's just a shitty YouTuber, man. He did a thing. He played a game with the Santa Cruz Warriors this year too.
Well, he does do gaming on 2K, but I guess that's not what he's famous
that's
for.
That's not his main thing, though. His main thing is, like, he's like...
he does skits like NBA 2K in real life.
Yeah.
Okay. He used to live in the 2 Hype house. He might still live in the 2
Hype
house.
He is a 2 Hype. I think he might be the 2 Hype guy.
And he's 23 years old.
Uh-huh.
He does a series that's called I'll Buy You Anything. When his friends try to do something hard, like making a hard basketball shot or beating him in one-on-one. And if they can do it, he buys them whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then there's one called Last to Leave.
Mm-hmm.
They go somewhere like an ice cold pool or a bouncy house. And the last person to leave wins a prize.
He's sponsored called... by 100 Thieves. We should mention that.
I don't know who that is.
Oh,
either.
I have a video to show you. Everyone look up anyway, I'll send it to you later.
Okay.
It's really funny. Anyway, but look, I figured I was looking up people on YouTube. And I typed in Jesser sucks, Sean, to see what came up.
Uh-huh.
And I found this video, this YouTube short by Braxton Banks 2072.
Okay.
So here is your introduction to Jesser.
Jesser is so bad at basketball, he needs to quit YouTube.
All right, so...
Well, okay. He does a lot of basketball trick shots. Apparently, he does a lot of collaborations with NBA players. Joe, you'll be shocked to know he's done a collab with Kyle Kuzma.
I'm not.
Can you believe that?
12 to 1.
Yeah, pretty good shot. And also clearly into basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. The next guy enjoys playing basketball. He likes to play one-on-one with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. And
in a commercial that for some reason has run roughly 2,500 times.
And is like subtextually homophobic.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, because they have to erase. It's like a joke that Giannis would come up with where it's like sort of cultural misunderstanding, but actual homophobia where they have.
Yeah.
There's a guy eating a hot dog and they have to get him out of the shot because
dicks.
It looks.
Yeah.
Yay. He might be
Glizzy
the only
gone.
It's only he and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I believe, are the only Canadians represented at All-Star Weekend.
Anyway, this guy's going to be bad at basketball, but he's very famous. It's Simu Liu.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi himself.
Former accountant.
Mm-hmm. Former stock photo man. You've mm-hmm. seen those, right?
He was a stunt man. In Six, Survive the Night. Sort of. Yeah.
15 to 1.
Yeah, he's going to be bad.
He's really famous, but he's going to be bad.
It's so weird, too, because it doesn't feel like he's like been in a lot that isn't
Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
So I don't know. It doesn't look like he has.
He was
a
on Kim's
background.
Convenience. People like yes. Kim's Convenience.
Kim's Convenience. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm not knocking his career. No. It's just he hasn't read a memoir. It's
very famous. Very 25 famous. To 1.
No reason to think he's good at basketball. That's the thing. Now there is a reason to think this guy is a baller.
It's our friend Hasan Minhaj.
Hasan Minhaj.
30 to 1. Not yeah, famous enough, unfortunately.
Here's the thing. He tries to do things in this game. He will try to steal the ball. He will try to shoot a three. He will try to cross somebody up. But yeah, unfortunately, I feel like he's just not quite famous enough, even though people like him. And he's going to be he should be in the game every year.
Yeah.
He used to go to the All-Star game when he was not. Just
he
as a
should
fan.
Host the game every year and also play in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. all right. 3 to 1. This next guy. This is your favorite. DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. a man who likes to challenge himself. A Pro Bowl receiver. Someone who entered, I believe, a track and field event mm-hmm. in the 100 meters. Obviously, he did not. He didn't embarrass himself. He's 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's 6'4". He has 0% body fat.
Yeah.
And he's very competitive.
Mm-hmm. Why is he in this game?
I mean, it's tight. It rules. But we might have a Richard Jefferson situation where this guy is just so much better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He was so good in high school football. He may not have been a basketball player, but mm-hmm. clearly this guy can play basketball.
Yeah. How tall is he, Sean?
6'4".
Yeah.
He weighs 235 pounds.
If Calvin Johnson is in retirement shape and can't guard him, we're in trouble.
he is 1,000% going to be dunking.
That is the only chance that Team Ryan has at guarding DK Metcalf is if somehow miraculously Calvin Johnson is still in NFL shape.
Well, and he's going to have to get DK Metcalf to try some of his recreational cannabis before the game. Otherwise, they're in trouble.
All right. Next up. I said 3 to 1. to win MVP, Sean.
I mean, maybe even 2-1.
Yeah.
Because this team is going to win. Well, I don't think it's 3-1 because he has another strong contender on his own team.
Janelle Monae?
It is not Janelle Monae.
Janelle Monae is the most famous person in this game, though, right?
Yeah, that's probably the case, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's hard to say, but yeah, like generally, she's like a movie star.
Also a musician, of course.
Yes.
Here is her most famous song. I'm gonna skip ahead. Sean, did you know that Janelle Monae is a feature on this song? Because I did not.
I did not.
Today.
What part does she even sing? I don't even understand.
There's like a middle part here.
Oh.
Let me see if I can find it. It's somewhere in here. That's her. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Jack Antonoff's masterpiece.
Yeah, that song ruined popular music forever.
I saw them perform it at Outside Lands, and Jack Antonoff looked like he wanted to just die rather than perform that song again. So they hate it too, I think, Joey.
Yeah, well,
he knows what he did.
There's nothing worse than how that song opens. Hold on, I guess I should play it. The first line of that song is the worst. Hold on.
I hate it so much. And then...
second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My
life is
waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago.
That song combined with hey ho, you know that one, not the Ramones one,
yeah.
the Lumineers.
Yes, yes.
Is the reason why it's okay for Gen Z to hate millennials so much.
Oh my God.
It is the worst.
My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than culture is embarrassing, and I hate it. Awful.
Anyway,
getting higher than the Empire State, like go to hell, Jack Antonoff. Also, everything he produces has that sound effect where something sounds like it's underwater and then mm-hmm. comes up out of the water. That's all he does.
Also, everything he produces is stolen by something someone in Canada was doing in 2005, sound-wise.
I'm sure.
All like, yeah, guess what? I listened to Broken Social Scene 2, dude. Congratulations. All right.
Didn't he and Lena Dunham, like, abandon like, a bunch married. Of pets, too?
Yeah. All right.
Janelle Monae.
Worst accent I've seen on film in a long time in Glass Onion, by the way.
I love her.
She's great. I love her. She's awesome. But her accent in Glass Onion.
I mean, come on.
Did we need two people doing that Southern accent?
Foghorn, Leghorn?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, big fan.
She's cool. She's great. She's going to be bad at basketball.
There's no way she's good at basketball. Also, it seems very tiny.
Yeah, very small. She's smaller than the fun guys, and those guys are all for sure. Those guys are all for sure reggaeton singer height.
All right. We don't really need to get into Arike Ogunbowale. But Arike Ogunbowale.
Oh, sorry. The WNBA player from the Dallas Wings. Sorry.
I thought you were just making me pronounce a Nigerian last name a second time. I think I said it right. But she was a very, very good college basketball player at Notre Dame. Also plays for the Dallas Wings, just like Diamond DeShields mm-hmm. does now. So congratulations to, I guess, Mark Cuban? Does he think he owns the Dallas Wings?
I doubt it. He hates women.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Unless it's a unless it's like a prank.
Bill Cameron owns the Dallas Wings. Yeah. All right. Don't know who that is, but I'm sure he's better to women than Mark Cuban.
Yeah. Anyway, she's great, but, you know, it's irrelevant and not a win. All right. Next.
21 Savage. Sean, have you ever heard a 21 Savage song?
I know 21. I do know 21 Savage. I believe he is. Yeah, he's. I don't know. What's his most popular song?
I mean, well, it might I had to cheat with this one on. A little bit.
Okay.
Because he had a song with Offset that, of course, had like a billion views, and it was beat because of Offset.
Well, he's also on a Post Malone song.
Yeah.
And
So his solo one had 67 million views.
And that's pretty good.
By the way, I forgot to mention that fun video I grabbed only had 32 views.
32 views?
Because it was not an original one.
Oh, gotcha.
The original one has a billion views, which is why I had to choose a fun one for Janelle Monáe. Like, there was... As popular as Janelle Monáe is solo, she didn't have anyone near a billion. But anyway, 21 Savage, I chose Ball Without You. It was his only solo song with no features that was 67... That had... a lot of views. This is 67 million. He, of course, has a lot of features that are way over that. But here's...
Mm-hmm.
Here's
taking some. Pictures because you miss me. I know you miss me. You running around drinking look of fucking niggas because you miss me.
Anyway, 21 Savage, very famous. Probably bad at basketball, I think.
No, he dated Amber Rose, which means he's going to be good at basketball. Monty Morris can tell you. He's also 6 feet tall.
Although, Sean, there's a 0% chance Kanye West is good at basketball.
No. I mean, do you think Kanye West would, like, catch a basketball if you threw one to him?
No. What do you think Kanye's jumper looks like?
Oh, terrible. I mean...
It comes from his hip, for sure, right? Like, his right hip.
What if he shot, like, an old-timey set shot?
Ugh.
Because he read something
There's
about
no
it.
There's no way Kanye can jump more than 3 inches off the ground.
Anyway, I believe in 21 Savage in this game because he used to be a drug dealer. And I just I feel like that's the mentality I want in my celebrity all-star
fair.
Game.
Fair.
Yeah.
All
right. We can kind of skip over Ranveer Singh. He's a Bollywood actor, man.
He's
officially the NBA brand ambassador at ADA. He was also on a roster. I don't believe he appeared in the game last year. I think there's almost no chance he knows how to play basketball at like, yeah.
But he's the NBA's brand ambassador. Sean.
I don't know. I mean, the Warriors have a brand ambassador. I don't think that guy can play basketball either.
The K-pop guy?
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Not. I don't know. I guess I have more confidence in him. Okay, so next guy, Francis Tiafoe, is a...
Tennis player.
He just turned 25. He's a good tennis player. He's... What's he ranked right now? Like, probably in the top 20?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's like he's emerging as a talent. He's an actual.
In 2022, he was the number two American ranked tennis player.
Yeah, he's cool. He's good. He's exciting to watch. He's also has like a fun background because his dad was like a maintenance guy at the junior tennis training center, and then he. Come out of it.
He's in the top 15 of tennis players. He came into the third round in the Australian Open. He's a really good athlete. No chance, though. 21 Savage, we didn't give odds, Sean.
Oh, sorry. 20 to 1?
Yeah.
I have no reason to really be confident.
Janelle Monáe, I'm giving like 500 to 1, even though she's so famous. There's also
zero chance she wants to win the celebrity game.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I kind of want to see Guillermo block a Janelle Monáe jump shot.
That would be fun. Oh, that would be so funny. And then she has to go, then she has to go like, well, I'll be, you know, in a terrible Southern accent.
Why are there so many better athletes on Team Dwayne than Team Ryan?
It's
Sean?
Insane. like actual professional athletes. Like,
yeah,
like I get, you know, they have professional athletes on the other team, but it's
retired ones.
It's a guy who retired 7 years ago, a guy who should have retired 5 years ago from baseball.
And then a guy who probably should retire from the WWE in a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's pushing it. I mean, but yeah. And then you've got like Jesser might be the third best player on Team Ryan. And that's rough. Yeah. Okay. So TFO, there's no chance he's going to win the MVP, but he's I think he might actually be good in this game.
Yeah.
And then
last year's MVP,
like blowing me away with my realization of how famous Peloton instructors are. Very, very famous now, Joey. It's Alex Toussaint. He's a really good basketball, Joey. We did not. Also,
we made fun of him last year for being a man on a monitor who screams at women on a basketball.
Yeah, he's from like military school. I think he's really popular. He also made a big political statement this year. No longer plays Kanye West songs on his hip hop rides.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You know who didn't make that statement? Rihanna. At the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I like that she didn't bring out any guests. Even though, like, Jay-Z was at the game, she was still like, I'm Rihanna. I'm more famous than anyone I could bring out.
Just sing the hook of a Kanye song when she had a lot of other hits she could have been singing. You know what I mean?
I still like the swag of it.
Fair enough.
So he won the Celebrity Game MVP award. He scored 18 points. He's just a really good dribbler, Joey. Mm-hmm. This guy is like a fancy ball handler.
And that is the strange thing about this game that you don't realize until you see someone who's good at dribbling is everyone else is really bad at dribbling.
Well, and everyone else tries to shoot from far away. And this guy just gets by people and shoots layups, which is... Yeah. The way to win, except if you're DK Metcalf and you're just dunking with two hands every time. Okay, Joey, who do you most want to see DK Metcalf dunk on?
Albert Pujols.
Yeah, 100%. God, that would be. Oh. Okay, so we want to see Guillermo block Janelle Monae's jumper. Uh-huh. We want to see DK Metcalf dunk on Albert Pujols. Mm-hmm. I would like to see. Unfortunately, they're on the same team. I would have liked to see Hassan cross up Simu Liu because I think he could do it. I would like to see Kane Brown back down Simu Liu in the post. Why am I so anti-Simu Liu? It's because of that Google Pixel commercial.
I hate
the idea that he's going to be playing one-on-one with Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm like, what is that game going to be like?
Mm-hmm. I want to see Everett Osborne, Sean. Bounce the ball off Jesser's forehead before he hits a three, like Jason Richardson did to Carlos Boozer.
Yeah. I would also like to see, the Miz, take off his jersey to reveal a Team Dwayne jersey and then, hit Ryan Smith with a steel chair.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I want to see Marcus Mion. just to see if he's a real person. I don't care. I don't care what he's doing. I just want to see him.
I would like to see a jump ball between Nicky Jam and Ozuna.
Mm-hmm. Great. all right, perfect. Sean, who you got? What's the score?
I'm picking, you know what? I don't even think it's going to be as close as last year's game. As we all know, Team Walton defeated Team Neek 65-51. We were dead wrong on that one. So I think they're going to be scoring more in this game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call it 71-60, Team Dwayne. Mm-hmm. Do you have a prediction? And my MVP, I think Toussaint does it again.
I think DK Metcalf puts up like 55 points. And I think Team Dwayne is going to win.
Like, I believe
75-30.
So I believe DK Metcalf is the youngest player in this game, mm-hmm. except for perhaps Jesser.
Mm-hmm.
That's a recipe for a lot of points. It's unfortunate that he and Toussaint are on the same team because I feel like, well, I mean, in terms of just breaking guys down, you know.
Yeah, don't you think Toussaint's just going to pass to him all the time?
Yeah, he might. I just don't know. It's like, I just, for whatever reason, because the Peloton fan base is fundamentally online because they're doing Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has an advantage, but
you
don't know
what's more famous. You know, I think you are underestimating how popular the NFL is, Sean.
It's true. I mean, look, I think he's going to be great. I believe in Toussaint. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I absolutely get the DK Metcalf argument.
I'm telling you, what did I say? 75-30. I think that's going to be the final score of this game.
I just think that there aren't that many people in this game that are going to be going for the MVP. And that is like a crucial component. Like the one year Quavo really tried.
Yeah.
It was like a wrap. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All right, Sean.
Anyway,
that's our episode.
Weirdly talented celebrity game. I can't believe.
Once again, we've done another 2-hour episode about the celebrity all-star game. Sean.
We're so sorry.
Is there anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, you can see me at, I'll be at the Sacramento Punchline the weekend on March 23rd through 25th in the How About Arden Center. And you can see me at the Golden Squirrel Pub in Oakland on March 4th. And on Instagram, you can see a lot of pictures of my new puppy, Pinot Noir.
And then as for me...
I'll be at the Punchline on February 21st, too. Sorry.
Yeah, that's probably when you should be.
That's the more immediate one. Yeah. Jeez.
And then as for me, you can always follow me at Frankie Muniz, where on one day ago, I tweeted a promoted tweet about being in Hair Club for Men.
Boy, he's not a good spokesman for
Sean,
that.
Did you write a song?
I don't have one for this week. Okay. I'm sorry.
What do you want to... You know what? Let's just go out on that Ozuna song. We
Hell
loved
yeah.
it.
Hell yeah.
Trust the process.
Trust
and,
the process.
Shut it down. I swear to God, this game is going to be like... It might be like a 70-point blowout. There's... This is the first year there's ever been actual athletes on only one team, and they will be trying. All right. Bye.
Se preparó, se puso linda, su amiga llamaba. Salió de rumba, nada le importó. Porque su novio ella le engañaba, como si nada. Ella se preparó, se puso linda, su amiga llamaba. Salió de rumba, nada le importó. Porque su novio ella le engañaba, como si nada. Sale, olvida la pena y el sufrimiento. El novio la hizo llorar, mató su sentimiento. Prometió palabras que se fueron con el viento. Ahora ella le dice, lo lamento, lo siento. Ella hace lo que quiera. Voy a quemar la carretera. Le metí al baile por la música buena. Dale champagne y se prende en candela. Esa es mi nena. Hoy ella hace lo que quiera. Se monta en su nave a quemar la carretera. Le metí al baile por la música buena. Dame la champagne y se me prende en candela. Esa es mi nena.
se puso linda, su amiga llamaba. Salió de rumba, nada le importó, porque su novio ella le engañaba. Como si nada, ella se preparó. Se puso linda, su amiga llamaba. Salió de rumba, nada le importó, porque su novio ella le engañaba. Como si nada, ese popo se perdió, esa mamacita tan chula. Yo la vi en el club, me imagino desnuda. Tiene dos amigas que parecen de película, que donde quiera que llegan hacen las demás lucir ridícula. Un hermoso cuerpo, yo te lo aseguro que como ella no hay dos. Él le falló y ella se reveló, con sus amigas de rumba salió, se le dio. Hoy ella hace lo que quiera, se monta en su nave a quemar la carretera. Le mete al baile por la música buena, dale champán y se prenden candeles en mi nena. Hoy ella hace lo que quiera, se monta en su nave a quemar la carretera. Le mete al baile por la música buena, dame la champán y se me prenden candeles en mi nena. Se preparó, se puso linda, su amiga llamaba. Salió de rumba, nada le importó, porque su novio ella le engañaba. Como si nada, ella se preparó, se puso linda, su amiga llamaba. Salió de rumba, nada le importó, porque su novio ella le engañaba. Como si nada, oh, oh. Baby, Ozuna, Chris Jedi, Odisea.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.